Scorpions are here. You
are a natural beauty. You are a natch butte. Oh yeah.
Hey, honeys, welcome. Here we are, honey. Here we are. It's a Monday. We are liberated. We are lubricated, honey. Okay, welcome to a mini ep of Natch Butte. We are still working through questions that y'all sent me. I am so honored that y'all sent me so many good questions. So let's keep the train rolling. We got questions on questions on questions, honey. We are quest loving here, okay? So let's get to them. Why not? And again, I'm recording these back to back, so a lot of time has gone by now at this point. There's been several weeks. I don't know what's happened in the world. I'll be honest. I can't comment. I can't comment on the hit movie of the week. I can't comment on the newest craze because it hadn't happened yet. We're banking these, honey. I'm going to Delaware, okay? Yes, I'm going to Delaware. By the time this comes out, I'll be back. And you'll see the photos on my Instagram. Okay, let's get through these questions. The first question of the day. What was your complaint about Botox? I'm assuming this person means, like, what was my gripe about Botox? And I'll tell you my gripe. That shit goes away too quick. Botox is not cheap. If you go to, you know, an accredited place done by a medical professional, it's probably around $15 a unit. And even if you barely do any, let's say you do 10 units on each side of your eye, what's 10 by 15? That's $150 damn dollars, okay? Yes, it took me a minute. Jessica's laughing at me. You know, her and I have the same degree, let's not forget. We both went to University of Texas in the film school, okay? Wait, your degree's in film, right? Yes. Thank you, okay? So, yeah, math is not my strong suit. So, yeah, Botox is not cheap. And it wears off after 3 months. It's a rich man's sport. That's my complaint with it. Does it work? Sure. Is it great? Sure. If you want to get it, get it. But just be prepared because it is not a cheap habit. So there's my complaint with Botox. Hyaluronic acid product recommendations. I really like the Osea Malibu Hyaluronic. I really like the Dr. Barbara Sturm Hyaluronic. There have been several guests on the show that have brought up their own favorites, so I would go on nashby.com and type in Hyaluronic and see what episode guides pop up and look at those and then maybe go to that episode and hear it. I brought one product that I want to show y'all or tell you about since you can't see. This is by Bybee. They're an English company, so if you live in England, honeys, for my English honeys, this is great for you. Mega Mist. It is a hyaluronic acid facial spray. Now, I know that sounds scary because you're like, acid facial spray? But as we know, hyaluronic acid is a gentle ingredient. It's not, because when I hear acid facial spray, I think of Two-Face, the Batman villain, getting his face eaten off. This won't eat your face off. I mean, I hardly have any of this left. 2.5% hyaluronic acid facial mist to hydrate, soften, plump, and smooth. I love this mist. It has a very natural scent. I want to say, it says 100% natural here, certified vegan and cruelty-free, so I don't think there's any added fragrance in it. I spray this throughout my whole makeup routine to kind of keep me hydrated and get all the products to kind of seal together, and I love it. So I think if you're looking for a hyaluronic product, a mist would be super fun, so look up this mist. It's spelled B-Y-B-I, Bybee Mega Mist, and it's really cute. Comes in a glass bottle. So that's that. Let's keep going. What have you done for your awesome hair growth? Honey, I feel like I've said this on Natch Butte, but I'll get into it. When Jonathan Van Ness was here last March, two Marches ago, he said some things that were pretty, I mean, they make sense, but like you don't think about them. I have doubled my hair. Maybe even tripled my hair since then, honestly. And it's not just length, I have more hair. And here are the things I did. Know that I used to process my hair myself, and I would extremely chemically treat it, meaning I have dark brown hair, and I would lift it to like a very bright coppery red, right? And I was so concerned with roots and like showing that I was really not red that I would color my hair every 4 weeks. And I wouldn't just do my roots because the red would come out and drain out. So I would process my whole hair, my whole shaft of hair, the root all the way to the edge every 4 weeks, right? I was also washing my hair all the time because I was like, I want my hair to be fresh, right? So the first thing I did was I stopped coloring my hair so much. I now only color my hair every 3 to 4 months. And it is not easy because the grays are coming for me. They're coming for me hard. Every month they get worse. And it's, listen, I'm in my mid-30s and I'm going through a divorce and stress is manifesting itself in my hair. And that's just the way it is. But I spray my roots with a color spray now when they start growing out to cover the grays. And now that I keep my roots darker, it's easier to maintain this hair color, right? And then instead of color treating my entire hair, when the color starts to drain out, I use a color pigmented shampoo or conditioner to keep the color fresh. And I'm using Overtone, which I brought up before. You can also do a gloss to get your color back on, which is not something I'm opposed to that I might look into for next time, if I'm being honest, because I just had like highlights and shit put in. So not coloring your hair as much, and I know that's not everyone can do that, but that's what I started doing, right? Now I'm spraying my roots to cover the grays, and instead of coloring my whole head with new color, I'm using a gloss or a pigmented conditioner to maintain the color of the rest of my hair, not the root. Got it. I'm not washing my hair as much. This was something that I had to really struggle with. We were told growing up in the late 90s, early 2000s, get that Herbal Essences shampoo out, and you wash your damn hair every day, right? I wash my hair once or twice a week now, right? And I had to train my hair to stop producing oil. And I know people who have a hard time with this. I'm a lucky person in that I don't sweat a lot. So it's harder if you do sweat. It's harder if you're an athlete. It's harder if you have to wear hats for work. I understand, but this is just my personal thing that y'all ask me. So I don't wash my hair that much. I've been sleeping on satin pillowcases with my hair in a scrunchie on top of my head with a satin scrunchie. Jonathan Van Ness explained when he was on Nat Butte that at night, our bodies are 98.6 degrees. So if you sleep on your hair, it's like essentially having a flat iron on your hair all night. So now I wear it on top of my head. And silk pillowcases, I use satin because I'm vegan and I don't buy silk. They don't conduct heat like a cotton pillowcase. So it keeps your head cooler. It also doesn't break your hair off. So it's healthier for your hair. So I've been doing that. And the other thing is probiotics, 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 probiotics. I started using probiotics. It changed everything about my life. It made my pussy. It made my stomach. It made my mood all more elevated and happier. Probiotics forever. If you're not taking one, get one. And it fucking made my hair grow. They made my hair grow. So if you're not taking a daily fucking probiotic, take one, okay? And the one I'm using, I've told y'all, Seed, okay? And I work with the company now, seed.com. I believe code Natch will get you a discount. I also have a link that I believe will give you an even bigger discount that I will post on the episode guide for this very episode, natchbute.com, okay? And I love this company. I love them so much that I emailed them and I said, can I work with you? Do y'all have an affiliate program? And they said, yes. So it was a symbiotic relationship, much like the relationship we have with our microbiome, honey. Symbiotic. So check out Seed. They're a great company because they come right to your door every month. You don't have to hunt them down. You don't have to refrigerate them. They send you a beautiful glass jar, and then you have that jar. And every month they send you refills and you just pour them in the jar so there's less waste. They've thought of everything. They're a very chic, thoughtful company. And I'm telling you, I've tried so many probiotics and they are on point. Okay. So yeah, probiotics. Get that hair growing. Okay. Okay. Next question. What supplements do you take? Probiotics. Seed.com. And if I'm being honest, I'm really bad about it. I'm really, really bad about it. I have so many and I take them for a few weeks and then I fall off the wagon. Right now, I'm taking the 2 gummies that Hum makes, Hum Nutrition. I'm taking the Glow Sweet Glow and I believe Hair Sweet Hair Gummies because they're vegan and they're delicious. And they sent them to me because they're a sponsor. Use code Natch, obviously, get your percentage off from their sales. But they're great, and they taste good, and I like that I get the experience of a gummy, and they're vegan, and that's very rare. Most of the gummies are not. So that's fun. I take those. I'll take them until they run out. I have like a mineral that I've been trying to use, like in my water. I have a vitamin B complex. I have all these things, but I never take them regularly, so I don't feel comfortable telling y'all I take them. So that's really it. The biggest supplement I take. Oh, and I've been taking cranberry pills at night. Yes, honey. But probiotics are the best for you right now. Okay, let's see. Who would you rather be trapped on a desert island with, Mike Mitchell or Nick Weiger? That's a great question. So this person listens to the Doughboys. Everybody tweet at them and tell them to have me back on. It's been a year. Tell them to have me back on. That's a really good question. I'm better friends with Mitch. I've known him. I've known them both the same amount of time, but I feel like I know Mitch better and I've had like longer, more deep conversations with Mitch. So part of me thinks that that would be the better choice because I feel like we have a stronger connection and I feel like we would have a more camaraderie and like support for each other and like mentally. But for some reason, I feel like Nick would be a harder worker and he has like a very logical mind. And I think he would come in handy when we were like trying to like fix things, build things, hunting, etc. So I'm pretty torn on that. I guess survival instinct, I'm going to go with Weiger. So take that for what you will. Excellent question. Okay, here's a question. Fun places to visit in LA off the beaten path? This question stressed me out profusely. I consider myself to be a pretty basic bitch. I like things most people like. I don't know. I've lived here 13 effing years, and I don't know. I always tell people to go to the Griffith Park Observatory. I have lots of vegan restaurant recommendations if that's interesting to you. I live in Silver Lake, which is an East neighborhood. Depending on where you live or where you're staying, you know, that could be so far away from where you're at. So I don't know. I'm stressed out by that question. I'm trying to think of some things we have here that they don't have in other cities. I would go to like Koreatown and check out some of the like K-beauty shops. Maybe go to do a karaoke room. I like Max Karaoke. That's also in a mall downtown where Shojin is, which is an all-vegan sushi restaurant, which is so good and really cute and really fun. Let's see, what else? I mean, no, I can't help you. I don't know. That question stresses me out. I don't know what's off the beaten path. I pretty much live on a very beaten path. I live on a beaten path. Oh, here's what I'll say. Here's what I'll say. So I'm, you know, I re-entered the LA dating scene. And you try to be cute and plan dates. And you're like, what could I do that's fun? What could I do that's interesting? What could I do to impress this person? I literally typed in on my computer, what's going on in LA, right? Like a fucking basic ass bitch. And it pulls up all kinds of articles. Every week there's articles that are like, these are the things going on in LA. And I found some really cool shit. So do that. One of the things that's going on in LA right now is like these sort of art installations that you can basically walk around and take photos of yourself in. And I think they're happening all over the country, but we have a ton of them. There's like the Museum of Ice Cream, the Museum of Fruit. I just did this horror movie one. So go do one of those. But that's what I'm saying. It's not off the beaten path. It's on the very obvious path. So I'm stressed by that question. Good luck. Okay. If you want to shoot me an email what neighborhood you're staying in, maybe I could help you more. But I can't help you. I'm a basic ass bitch. I can't help you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. But seriously, tips for motivation for working out / moving your body. If I'm being honest, revenge is the number one. Revenge is my motivation right now, okay? I'm keeping the body on point right now because of everything I'm going through in life. Motivation comes in waves for me. I'm not a physically active person, and I never have been. I never played sports growing up. You know, I played fucking video games. So it's hard for me to get out of bed and put on my outfit and go to classes. I totally am with you on that. Also, motivation for me right now is just age, you know? Like I said, mid-30s, re-entering the dating scene. I'm trying to present my best self and be healthy. It doesn't even have anything to do with, like, wanting to be hot or whatever. I mean, let's be honest, it kind of does. But it's more just for my own mental, you know, brain and body. I gotta start moving this body. We gotta move the body. It's for your health. It's for your health. You know what I mean? So do your best. Start slow. Pinpoint the reason you're not working out. Is it because you don't like the drive? Is it because you're intimidated by the gym? Is it because you're uncomfortable? And you can work around those things. I work out in my house a lot when nobody's around, and it really takes the stress off. It also isn't as motivating because I find when I'm in a workout class, I don't want to feel like the weakest loser in the class. So I push myself a lot harder than, it, let's say, if I was doing it alone in my room. Because if I'm doing it alone in my room, if I get tired, guess what? I stop because nobody's there to look at me. You know what I mean? So start slow, do your best, but I highly recommend moving the body. It will make your brain feel better. You will sleep better. You will feel better in general. And that's all there is to it, you know, but also revenge. Revenge is a great motivator. So find what you need to find that revenge in your life and latch onto it. Okay, let's see. Favorite sunscreen for re-app. Somebody else asked me a question about this. It's like, how do you reapply your sunscreen if you have makeup on? And the question is, I don't fucking know, okay? It's a mystery. It's an enigma of society. I've heard that sunscreen sprays aren't really that effective because they're not thick enough. So I would say try a spray, but really get a good layer going. You know what I mean? Really get a good layer going. They also make SPF powders. I'm not sure. I haven't Googled to see if those don't work, but there are powders. They use them on sets all the time. So maybe do a powder. I have a sunscreen. So the sunscreens I'm using right now, it was the one Rio recommended from Natribute, the Perito Centella Green Level Safe Sun SPF 50+, PA++++. I'm really, really enjoying this sunscreen. It's moisturizing. It works great. I haven't had any breakouts with it. And for my body, I'm using Every Day for Everybody body sunscreen. It has a really cute name. It's called Oh My Bod. Oh my bod. And because they're Australian, they're all about those coral reefs. So this is a reef safe sunscreen. It's cruelty free, it's paraben free. And I've been using their Oh My Bod for my body. And I've had no complaints, no burns here, baby. Okay. So I highly recommend that one. And they're Australian, but they do have retailers in America. I believe you can get it at Madewell randomly, but Google it, find them. I really like their stuff. They make a lot of great products, but I've been using that one for, and they make this serum for your face that's amazing. I believe it's Resting Beach Face, and it is a SPF 30 anti-pollution sunscreen serum. So that's a really exciting one to throw in your partner's bag, you know, because it doesn't smell like sunscreen. It's a great, like, serum option to get that SPF in. I really like it. I ran out of it, but I really like that product as well. So there you go. What's your best trick for self-confidence, that inner beaut? Therapy. Surrounding yourself with positive people. And music, the soundtrack. I'm telling you, put on the music that pumps you up in life. Pump yourself up, honey. Put on the music when you're getting ready. Put on the music when you're driving to work. Put on the music, you know, and pump your life up. I'm telling you, it's like a soundtrack, and it really gets your mind trained to feel good about yourself. And again, like Jeffrey Marsh said when they were on Nash View, it's practice. It's practice. It's practice. It's not going to happen overnight, but you got to really put forth the effort into practicing. Also read You Are a Badass by Jen Sincero. Advice for self-care during major life change. Thank you. Therapy. 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 Okay, maybe go get a facial. Why not treat yourself? But therapy. 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 Therapy is the facial of your life, okay? What was your experience dealing with acne? Did you seek a dermatologist immediately? Great question. So I have had severe acne in my life. My acne started in my early 20s. And it kind of came out of nowhere. I had been blessed up until that point, and I was very thrown by it. I did not go to the dermatologist immediately. It took me, I'd say, 2 or 3 years to do it. Because at this point in the early 2000s in Texas, that just wasn't really discussed. It wasn't talked about. It wasn't, you know. So I tried Proactiv, which is what the commercials, you know, I'm pretty sure they're still on TV. I tried Proactiv and I did not like it. It overstripped my skin. To be fair, I was using too much product, I'm pretty sure, but it was too harsh for me. Then I started using over-the-counter stuff. At the time, I thought I was, you know, using all resources and trying everything. Looking back, there were a lot of holistic things I didn't know anything about that I probably could have tried. I could have tried oil cleansing. Could have tried herbs. I could have tried acupuncture. I could have tried some facials. I moved to LA. I started getting really bad acne. I was having a hard time with auditions and things. So I finally went to the dermatologist and I got on Accutane. That is a big decision that you should not take lightly, depending on how old you are. You know, I have mixed feelings about the whole situation. I will say it fucking worked and it changed my life. If I could go back in time, would I do it again? Most likely. But I think before I did, I would exhaust all other resources. There's so much more out there now. There's so much more research out there available now. There's full YouTube channels of people on their own acne journeys trying things and helping. And there's dermatologists and there's holistic, medical professionals. And there's so much more out there. So try everything. Try as much as you can within your means and time frame. But if not, just go to the derm and get some professional help and see what they say. There's diet. You know, I wasn't vegan when I did Accutane. Maybe that would have helped. I was still drinking alcohol pretty excessively. There was all these things I could have tried. So try within your means, experiment. But you know what? Also, no shame in professional help. Go talk to the doc, honey. Okay? So I hope that answered that question. How do you keep your teeth white? I've had such a time with this. I have had such a time with this, okay? I can't get my teeth as white as I'd like them. I think I've just accepted that. They're just not going to... They're fine. They're white, but they're not like white. But again, somebody asked me in an earlier episode, the pressures of LA. The pressures of LA are real. Everybody's getting their teeth done. Everybody has amazing, big, giant white teeth. It is what it is. So I'll tell you the two things that I did that seem to have worked. Number one, I use the Up and Up, like the Target off-brand white strips. I went ahead and got the most expensive ones. They have all kinds. They have, these ones are for 2 weeks. These ones last 30 minutes. These ones dissolve. These ones are for sensitive gums. I just got the most expensive ones they had, and I ordered them. They worked really well, but you have to be consistent. It says to do it twice a day, do it twice a day. If it says to do it for 3 weeks straight, do it 3 weeks straight. If you don't do it, it's not going to lift those stains. You have to commit to it. And it's not easy to find the time to do it. That's why I've been slacking lately, if I'm being honest. So that, then go to the damn dentist and get regular cleanings. And I'm saying this to myself because I've confessed on Nat Spew that it had been 2.5 years between cleanings. Go get a cleaning because a lot of it might just be buildup and shit that the hygienist can help you with, and then do the whitening strips after that. It might not even work until you've gotten the cleaning. So floss regularly, brush your teeth regularly. That is also going to help you, okay? We're trying to keep clean, fresh, and cute with these healthy gums and teeth, honey. Step up that game if you need to. And if you need me to yell at you to floss, I'm talking to myself as well. I was not flossing regularly. Now I am. I'm on a whole new journey with my teeth. So floss regularly. Go see the dentist. Get those Up and Up white strips. The other thing is, I got these from the dentist, Opalescence, teeth whitening. They come in little syringes, and they have different levels. I have the 20%. I think they go all the way up to 50%. They go down to 5%. You can get a percentage based on, like, your sensitivity and your needs. And then they give you the trays that you fit to your teeth, and you put in the trays, and you put the whitening in. You take them, you put it on for 30 minutes. You take them out. They worked very well. I'll say this. You barely need any gel. They fool you. You can make a little syringe last you a long time. You barely need any. I read on Reddit, people were using like a tiny little barely like makeup brush to just brush a layer on your teeth and then put the trays in. Wait 30 minutes. You'll save so much product, right? I will also say they have opalescence on Amazon, but I don't know if it's real, and I don't want you to buy it from there because it could be fake and you could be putting something, you know, potentially poisonous or bad for you on your teeth, slash doesn't work. The reviews are very mixed, which is why I don't think you should buy them on Amazon. I think you should go to the dentist and pay the dollars and just get it. But it's opalescence. And they come in little syringes and they come in different percentages of power. And they work. So that's how I keep my teeth white. What's Chuchi's favorite toy? My husky Hank loves a good old-fashioned tennis ball. Chuchi loves little tennis balls, but she has so many toys, and, you know, much like all of us, every day is a new day. She has what I call her stink fox that she loves. She has a little teddy bear that she loves. She has lots of favorite toys, but she does love a ball. Chuchi loves to retrieve. She's very athletic. Which she did not get from my side of the family. So that's that answer. Thank you for a chooch question. Just listen to the makeup conspiracy episode. Are you still not using lip balm? That is an old episode of Natchbute. That's one of the very first episodes of Natchbute. So you must be a Stitcher Premium, honey. Thank you. I'm still not using lip balm and I stand by it. I think lip balm in general conditions your lips to need it. I was addicted to lip balm very badly for many years. And I went on Facebook and I was like, hey, this was years ago. Hey, my lips are so cracked and dry. I don't know what to do. What are we all doing? And a girl said, do you use lip balm? If so, stop using it. And I was like, oh, interesting. So I tried it. I never have flaky lips again. Okay. Now come at me. Come at me over this. This is very controversial. But I think lip balm makes your lips more chap. So I don't use it anymore. What do I use on my lips? I use the Natchbute Pank Elixir at night, okay? Sometimes I do a lip mask. I do the Tatcha lip mask when I'm doing my makeup. And I drink a lot of fucking water, and my lips look great. I've also had them done. But you know what I mean, okay? I don't use lip balm. Fuck it. Now, during the day, your lips can get sun damaged. So I think it's great if you use a lip balm with SPF during the day if you're out and about driving around, okay? Right now I'm using one by Desert Essence. If I'm being honest, I don't love it. I don't love it. It's a little chalky for me. But I'm all about that lip protection. But stop being addicted to the chapstick and the lip balm. Put it down and see what happens. You might be happy with the results. That's all I'm saying. Okay, I just listened to your ep with the dumbbells. What's your fitness routine now? Great question. Thanks for listening to me on the dumbbells. Only a few years ago did I decide to start, quote unquote, working out. And I'm very happy with the results. And again, it's mental. It doesn't have anything to do with my physical body at all. I just like the results from my brain and it makes my body feel good. This is what I'm doing currently. I have a class pass. If you live in like a large metropolitan city, you can get class pass. They don't sponsor me. What it is you pay a monthly fee, which is way lower than a gym membership or a membership to a specific yoga studio, Pilates studio, etc. And then you can hop around and go to a lot of different studios all around your area for one price a month. And they do it by points. So like you pay $40 and you get 40 points. And then a Pilates class is 10 points. A yoga class is 6 points. Depending on what class it is, it's less points. If you want to be an early bird and go to their 6 a.m. class, it's less points than like their most popular class. So it all works out. It's very economical and it's really fun. If you're like me and you're kind of on a beginning fitness journey, then it's fun to kind of pop around and figure out what you like. Find the studio that has your vibe. Find the teacher that has your vibe. Find what you're into. I've really been enjoying it. So after like a few months of being on hold because of my divorce and everything, I was kind of like, having a hard time and I was not focusing on my physical body and my working out. But I charged it up and I've been going and I found a Pilates studio right by my house that I really like. I found a teacher there that I really like. So I've been going there. I've been going to a yoga class that I really like. And they even have facials and massages on there. So like this is in LA. It's not, that probably isn't true for every city. I know they have it in New York. They have meditations. They have all kinds of shit on there. So even if you're like bored that month and you never work out, use your points to go get a facial or a massage. It's really great. I don't work for them. They don't have ads for me, But I will say I will put my code on Nashby.com on the episode guide. And if you use my code, we both get $40 off. So try it, okay? And they're in a lot of cities. And you can pop around. So if you travel a lot, like if I'm going to New York, I can put it on there and say, hell, I'm going to New York. And then I can see what's going on in New York and pop into a class. It's really fun. So I've been doing a lot of Pilates lately. I'm still really into my jump sport trampoline. I love a jump sport. I love a jump sport. I got the jump sport trampoline. They sponsored Natch Butte. Code Natch. You'll get $20 off or something. I love a jump sport. And I watch YouTube videos. And there's a ton of them on there. And they're free. And then I jump for like, you know, 20 minutes. And I really am happy with the results. Physically, mentally. And it's really fun, and I get really bored working out, so that's been really exciting. So I highly recommend rebounding. Look up in your area if you want to do a class. And there we go, babe. There we go, okay? That's another episode answering the questions. We have so many more. I'll answer this last one. How's the butt cleaning going? I'm going to be 100% honest. I have not smelled my finger yet. I refuse. I haven't done it, and I'm refusing. If you don't know what I'm talking about, join us on Stitcher Premium, okay? Join us on Stitcher Premium. I have not gone there yet. The day I do, y'all will be the first to find out. Laura Wilcox has texted me several times checking in on me to see if I've done it. I have not done it yet. That's the honest truth. There's a lot going on in my life, and I don't think I can handle that right now. You know what I mean? That's like, I can't handle that right now, okay? So I'll let you know. Other than that, the butt cleansing is going the same as it was before. It's being cleansed, okay? I'll keep you posted. I'll keep you posted. Honeys, we have so much to come in the coming months for Natchbute and bonus apps. I'm so grateful for all the questions. There's still questions I didn't even get to. So that's really exciting. I hope this has been fun for you. Don't worry. There will be a full episode of Natchbute on Thursday with a guest. You're going to love it. We're on a roll, baby. We got lots of fun things coming up for Natchbute. So thank you for listening. You deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And don't forget to cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh.
Scarpins Avenue, a podcast network.